Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph. As we continue, as we started yesterday, Perakah Arel. As I mentioned, one of the most defining prakim in all of Yevamos. Again, a couple of every parak is defining, but there are certain prakim that are for Shas topics and not just for Yevamos topics. As we've discussed, Perakah Choletz was one of them. Perakah Bal Yevimta was another one, and now we have Perakah Arel. As we started yesterday, the sugyas of a number of issues besides Yevamos topics, but there are our general Shas topics as well. So we start, we pick up with Ayin Amabez. We are two lines from the bottom, and again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shiur and the Kubietzki family in honor of Jonas Kubietzki's attaining Gvuros. Okay, second to last line, Hashta. So we are in the Sugyas, if you remember, Limudim, in terms of why is an Arel excluded from eating Truma? Arel v'chal atzmeim, what is the source for that? Is it more probable that an Arel would be excluded or an Onein would be excluded? As we mentioned, the halacha is that an Onein is allowed to eat Truma. An Onein is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. That's a pasuk in Chumash. But it's not allowed to eat, is allowed to eat Truma. That's what we said. Zarus amarti l'cha v'lo aninus. And the Gemara went back and forth. Which one does it make sense to exclude more? Does it make sense to exclude aninus or Arla? So in those limudim, we also brought up the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that ish-ish includes Arlus. Ish-ish by a tame includes Arel having the same status of a tame. And just like a tame is not allowed to eat Truma, so too an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. And we are now discussing some of the limutim that were brought. So second to last line. Hashta da amrit bo lidrashu da'asa. We just said the word bo by Karban Pesach. Umalta oso az yochal bo. Once the milah takes place, so then, oz yochaba, then we could eat. We discussed also these stories with, actually we'll get to it a little bit more today, the original milah that took place when Bnei Yisrael across into Eretz Yisrael. So now that we darshan that bow to teach me something, ledrasha huda asa, so what about the other bow? Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo lamali. So what about the other bow of kol ben nechar? So what do we darshan that bow for? This pasuk we've had already in this Masechta. Remember, we had this back on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara describes Moshe Rabbeinu's three decisions, which Hashem agreed with. He broke the Luchos, and he was poorish from his wife, and he added on one day before Maimon Har Sinai. So, why did he break the Luchos? The Gemara says, he darshan the Kal Vachomer based on this pasuk. Says, if the pasuk says, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, one mitzvah, a Ben Nechar, somebody who is a heretic, it also might include non-Jew, but we also darshan that it means heretic. If a mumar cannot eat Karan Pesach, so then a mumar surely shouldn't be able to do all the mitzvahs. And that's why Bnei Yisrael, who are mumarim at the time, because they were dancing around the Egel, so they are not allowed to take part in the mitzvos, and that's why Moshe broke the luchos. So the bow, there's a word there too. Every Ben Echar cannot eat it. So what is that excluding? Only it, it would be excluding and not anything else. So the Gemara says, Bo hamaras das poseles, vein hamaras das poseles b'meiser. With Ashen it, when it comes to Karban Pesach, mumar is passed from Karban Pesach. A mumar cannot eat a Karban Pesach, but a mumar is not excluded from meiser. Right? That is the drasha that we make. What about truma? That's a machlokas in the Rishonim here. Whether a mumar can eat truma or not, Tosfos here has the girsa that it is not possible. Second Tosfos on the daf says the ein amar das pasul b'meiser b'sof mishaya meis garsinan we darshan makol asfarim the ein amar das pasul b'truma. Tosfos has the girsa that truma is not a problem, while the Rashba here quotes a different girsa that it does. Okay, that's a one machlokas relating to this line. The Sefer Chinuch discusses this isser of a ben nechar being excluded from eating the Karban Pesach, separate isser in the Torah. Interesting, who is the isser on? The Mumar doesn't really care about too many mitzvahs. Who is the isser on of kol ben nechar lo yochal bo? The formulation of the chinuch is shelo na'achil. We shouldn't feed. The isser is on a Jew. Shelo na'achil min ha. They're all Jews. The isser is on the ortha, the shomer Torah umitzvos Jew, feeding the Karban Pesach to a mumar. Shelo na'achil min ha pesach li Yisrael meshumad. Shenemar kol ben nechar lo yochal bo uba pirush alav ben Yisrael shenisnachru ma'asav lo aviv shabashamayim. a ben Noach, a ben Yisrael, that whose ma'isim are no longer to Hashem, and therefore, and they said, that's what Unkelus says as well, the Isser is upon a shomer Torah mitzvahs, feeding. One second. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this issue and says, what, the Isser is not on the ben Nechar. What if the Mumar takes it himself? Right, it's not, there's no Isser there, or that's for sure, but it says that he doesn't even care. He's alright just because, right, he's also included in the Isser of Ha'achala. So, being machil to any other mumar or being machil to himself is the same isser. So it's a din of the isser of hachala, but it's not an isser of achila. According to the Sefer Achinuch, that is the formulation. Yeah.
So you're talking about the minui of the chabura.
Well, maybe if I just appointed him in the chabura and never gave him to eat, maybe there wouldn't be an isser there. But the actual allowing him and helping him eat. The Chinuch said, Mishar She Mitzvah Zu, again, the Shar is behind this mitzvah, many of the mitzvahs relating to Korban Pesach, he says, it's inappropriate that someone who rejects the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge, being the manhig, being the one who could do everything, should be involved in a mitzvah that reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything, and reminds us that Hashem has done everything for us. And if all mitzvos, this one is all about, you know, Hashem's starting the relationship with us. Ein ra'ui shenachil bimenu l'mishu hefech mizeh, sheyatza min haklal v'kafar be'emunah. So it's inappropriate that he should be part. This mumar should be a part of the discussion and be part of this mitzvah. Relating to mumar, again, in this context, one could also mention one or two other sources that come up often. The Taz, I have it here, the Taz in Yeridaya, in Shin Mem, in the much quoted Taz, beginning of Simen Shin Mem, in Hilchos Avelus, Hilchos Kriya, actually, beginning of Simen Shin Mem, the Chinuch quotes, Taz quotes Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya and Shin Mem, the Taz says in Sif Katan Gimel, the Taz quotes that Rabbeinu Gershom, Yashav al Bino Shehemer Daito, Vameis Yudalad Yom. Two different Gersos in the Rabbeinu Gershom story. The version that the Taz has is that Rabbeinu Gershom had a son that became a mumar, became a heretic. When he died, he sat double shiva, 14 days. Chatzi, 7 days for his guf, and 7 days for his neshama. That's the version that we have of the Taz. Yudalad Yom, Kavachomer L'Shchini, quotes from Miriam. Yudalad Yom, that's what the Hagos Hashri quotes from Moikan. If you look in our Hagos Hashri, there's one word missing. Umeis. That's a crucial word that's not there. He says, no, when he became a mumar, he sat shiva. Not when he died. He says, two different gersos, what Rabbeinu Gershom did in terms of, you know, Rachman al-San, obviously he was upset about his son, but when did he sit the shiva or the double shiva? When he became a mumar or when he died? Related to this, whenever one has a discussion of mumar, Lamaisa, it's always good to mention the well-known piece, probably one of the more famous pieces of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Shchita, in Simen Beis, Venire, the whole halacha of mumar and heresy are very different today, he says, 65 years ago, 70 years ago, than it was in the days of old. Meaning, the average non-believer today cannot be considered a real mumar in terms of the hardcore halachas of Morita v'lamalin and treating them in a certain way. Venire, and it's all based on a venire. De'ein din moridin ela bezman shashkachaso zispara galuya. When we have nisim in the base of Migdash and this hashkacha and everything is clear, that's when you have the din of mumar and the like. Kamo bezman shahayu nisim mitzuyin umishamish baskol v'tzadiki ador tachas hashkacha pratis haniri slenko v'yakofrin uz hu benelizus miyuchedes ba'atoyas hayetzer latavas vefkeris. If I'm a kofar at a time when there are nisim gluyim, so then that is the status of kfira. Oz haya bir rishayim gidro shel olam, gidro shel olam. Then you have to get rid of them. Shakol yadu ki adachas hador. Maybe pranis la olam v'chulu. Avo bizman ha'helim. But bizman hazeh, when God's hand is hidden. Vishenichrisa ha'emuna min dalas ha'am. There's so many people out there who don't believe. Ein b'maisa horada keder apirtsa. Then pushing them away is not closing up the pirtsa, the problem between belief in God. Elohu safas apirtsa. It's doing exactly the opposite. Sheyiu beineyem kemaisa ashchasa v'almos chas v'shalom. People think that Judaism is crazy and that shomrei Torah mitzvahs are savage. V'kivan shekol atzmenu l'sakein ein adin nosein b'shoa she'ein bo tikun. Only the halachas of apply only when it would be a tikkun. And if it were distance, so then just the opposite. And here's the key line that's quoted. V'aleinu l'achziram ba'avosos ahava. We have to bring him in with ropes of love. U'la'amidam b'keren ore b'mashi b'edeinu magas. That's the Chazon Ish. Based on this is Rosh Shlomo Zalman's psak that we've mentioned in the past. The Ramah says you're not allowed to give somebody bread if you know they're not going to make a bracha because of Lifnei Iver. That's the Ramah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says b'zman hazeh, the opposite. You have to give them bread even though you know they're not going to make the bracha. Because if not this Lifnei Iver, they're going to think that, oh, you're not nice to me, v'chulu. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the same purpose, but exact opposite derech to get there. So that's in terms of whenever the discussion of Mumar comes up, whether somebody's considered Tinuk Shenishba, some halachas are tali on Mumar, some are tali on even if somebody's a Tinuk Shenishba. You know, it still might have certain halachos in terms of counting for a minyan, in terms of maga yayin, in terms of many different halachas where the post can discuss whether it's a din of Mumar, whether it's a din of Tinuk Shenishba, the chulu. One other ha'ara related to this, and that is, the Isra, as we said, we darshan, it's mumar. But also, might be included, the Gemara in Psachim has a story based on this pasuk that has to do with a non-Jew. Right? It doesn't only have to do with the mumar. Gram Psachim Dav Gimel, remember the story with the Yehuda ben Beseira? There was a non-Jew that was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that he goes every year to Yerushalayim and gets a piece of the Karan Pesach, gets a delicious piece. And Yehuda ben Beseira couldn't figure this out. Hahu Arama, there was an Aramean. And he says, oh, but I get a piece. If Yehuda ben Beseira says to him, oh, did they ever give you from the tail the most delicious fatty part? He says, no. He says, okay, ha. So he says, oh, I said I'm going to get the tail this year. And the tail is hukar v'gabi ha-mizbeach. It's not eaten. So when he goes to Yerushalayim that year, and he asks, have some from the tail, they start doing their research. Who is this guy? What's going on here? And they find out that he's an Aramean, and they say, who asked you to get from the tail? Yehuda ben Beseira. So they realized something's going on here, and the Gemara says that they killed him. Why was he chayev misa? Right, Tosas here discusses. And then they declare, Yehuda ben Beseira, you're out there in Chutz La'aretz, but mitzutcha prusa b'Yerushalayim. Your net is stretched over in Yerushalayim. Kol ben necher lo yochal vau. Again, if you say it's an Isra ha'achala, that explains even more so why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was interested in making sure that they found out who it was. It wasn't just this Aramean's violation, if you could say there's a violation there, but it was the ha'achala that we do. Okay, so that is a little bit about Mumar, and we continue now. Says the Gemara on the second line, we just darshan called the bow of Kol Ben Echar. What else could we darshan? Kol Arel Yochal Bo Lamali. What about the bow by Arlus? Arel also. We said on yesterday's daf that Arel is the one that's Mefurish by Karen Pesach, and the other ones are learned out. So Kol Arel Yochal Bo Lamali. So what is that bow? Bow Eino Ochel, Aval Ochel Hu, B'matza Umarar. That's our Gersa here. And Arel is not allowed to eat Karen Pesach, but Arel could do 95% of the mitzvos. Just a few of them he can't do. As we discussed yesterday in the Machlokas Rashi Ben Tam, what exactly is the definition of an Arel? But what does it mean? What is an Arel not allowed to do? Pesach, Truma, Avoda, that's about it. One or two others. But we need a drasha, though, to tell me, even though he's excluded for Karen Pesach, he's included in Matzah and Maror. Why? Because I might have thought that he's pater, you need a special limud. So here the girsa is what we have it. But Tosfos quotes what the Havamina is. Right there, doesn't focus on it so much. Tosfos quotes on the second line. First he asks the question. The first skinny line. Datu matzu mara kedusha ispahu. What do you need a gemara to tell, a drasha to tell me that an arel is going to be chayiv in matzu mara? There's no kedusha to matzu mara. But Tosfos says later on, no, the point is, the pasuk says, al matzos umurorim yochluhu. There's a connection between maror and matzah. Fine, matzah, he's chayiv in. That's an independent mitzvah. The pasuk goes along out of its way and says, ba'erev tochlu matzos. But maror, why is maror bizmanazet rabbanon? Because we don't have Karen Pesach. So you might say someone who is excluded from Karen Pesach is excluded from maror as well. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush here, not true. That's Tosfos here explaining our girsa. But if you look at other Rishonim, not so much here, but in Psachim, Chavches, where this comes up, they have a different girsa. They have the girsa of just matzah here. Marar, they're pater from. If they're pater from Pesach, they're pater from Marar. That's Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David in Psachim, Rabbeinu David Bonfield, quotes there, Talmud of the Ran there, has the girsa. He says, Lo naktinan Marar. don't have maror in the girsa. Devadai mi da oraisa lo machaye b'maror el akdach alei pesach kedechziv amatzas maram yochluhu umatzah hu da ahadre krabelo pesach. Matzah is excluded with an independent pasuch. Avo b'mara lo hadre. B'shem hachi amrinan matzah is banan zed daraisa mara derabanan. V'haida amrinan matzah umara. And even if you want to say you have the girsa of marar, ashigras lishna. It's just thrown in there because whenever you call matzah, mara is thrown in there, but it doesn't really mean it. L'fisha regilus lahaskir b'chol mako matzah umara. V'chein harbi v'talmud l'shonos she'enan medukdakim b'shvil hahergel. Many times you have words thrown in. Where we had this 5 times already in this pasechta? Chalutza. Grusha v'chalutza, grusha v'chalutza. Even though grusha is always d'oraisa and chalutza is always d'rabanan. But sometimes we say, the first mishnah in Makkos, sometimes it's thrown in there, even though it doesn't really mean it. Good, so that's the girsa of matzah and mar. The Rambam also, by the way, seems to have that girsa. The Minchas Chinuch points out, the Rambam has the chiluk of only matzah and not mar. Okay, v'yitzruch l'michtav, arel v'yitzruch l'michtav, kol ben nechar, and you need 2 different sukkim by Karan Pesach to exclude an arel, an uncircumcised individual, and a ben nechar, a mumar. Dikaz of Rachmana arel, because if the only Torah only excluded an arel from Karan Pesach, mishum de ma'is, I would have said because he is physically disgusting to Hashem. Ma'us, avo ben nechar de lo ma'us, aim low, but the mumar is physically okay. It's just his spiritual state is a problem. So that's why I would have thought maybe it's not. He wouldn't be excluded. The ikas rachmana call ben echar mishum dein libo l'shamayim aval aro de libo l'shamayim aim alo tzricha. So it's a machlokes in havaminas, meaning would a spiritual stain or a physical stain be worse? Right, aril is the physical stain, maus. Maybe that reflects a spiritual stain, but lechora not. Like we said, according to Rashi, who says arel is even if your brothers, one's brothers die, they can't get. So spiritually, he wants to do mila. He's just not allowed to do mila. But the obviously mumar is the spiritual stain. So that is all the bows, and we darshan excluding arel and ben nechar. Next limud, mimenu, mimenu, lamali. What do the mimenus exclude? Al tochlu, mimenu, na. Right, mimenu from it and not from something else. Lamali, look at the rabbah, amareb yitzchak. So, we'll have to wait for that. That comes up later, Beth Shem in a couple of daf, what that limud is. Amar. Now let's get back to the other limud we had, quoted in yesterday's, brisa. At the beginning of the Gemara, if you remember, we had a brisa, wondering what is the source for an RL not eating truma. So, we had Toshav and Sachir, and now we also had Rabbi Akiva, who says he's always included in Ish. So, Amar, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Eino Tzar, Chari Omer, Ish, Larabos, Esha, Arel. So, Ve'ema, Larabos, Esha, Onein. How do you know it's to include Arel in the Isser? Maybe it should be to include Onein in the Isser. So, same 10 lines as we had yesterday. Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Archanina, Amar, Kra, Ve'kal, Zar, Zarus, Amarti, Lechavolo, Aninus. No, Zarus is the only item that is included in the Isser, and not Aninus. Ema velo Arlus, maybe you should exclude Arel, and not Onein. Haksiv, Ish. No, you include Arel in the Ish. Uma Ra'isa, why do you include Arel in the Isser, and do not include Onein in the Isser? Mistavra Arlus, Havilel Rabuye. No, it makes sense to include Arlus in the Isser, because Isser is very unique. Shekain, Maisim Krusiv Vidavar Ha'eved, what does that mean? Mechusar Maisa, you still have to do a physical action to change the problem, to fix the problem. That happens by Arel. Aninus just goes away by itself. Right, Arel, you have to fix the problem. Umaisa Begufo, and it is a physical action in one's body. It's not just a status that changes. Those two are connected, but they're listed as two. Va'anish Kares, as we know, only one of the two mitzvahs I say that get kares if one does not fulfill them. The machlokes, Rambam Rivid, beginning at Hilchas Mila, whether kares kicks in every day a person does not have bris mila, or only after a person dies without bris mila. So, which shows a kares is not just a olam hazeh issue, but it's only when a person dies, their chayiv kares is obviously something to do with the neshama. And the yeshno lefnei adibur. Point number 4, mila goes back a long time. Aninus does not. Aninus is, where do we have Aninus? Where are the sources for Aninus in the Torah? By Aaron HaKohen and his sons. Right, we have Aninus there. But Arlus goes back to Avram Avinu, Yeshua Levnei Adibur. U milas zachar avadu makeves. And it's such a crucial mitzvah that even if one's avadim, or children, do that at Mila. I'm still not allowed to eat Karen Pesach. So you see these five unique halachos, and that's why we would include it in the Isser. Says the Gemara, Adaraba, Aninus Havlele Rabuye, maybe you should include Aninus in the Isser, Shekain, that also has some unique elements. Yeshna Bechol Shah, Rachman al-San Aninus comes up more than once in a lifetime. Right? I know, Arlus is once. That's it. You do the mitzvah, it's finished. Aninus is all the time. Vinohagas ba'anashim v'nashim. And it's also more, common. Right? It applies to men and women. V'yein b'yadim l'saki natsmo. And it is so chamur that you can't even fix it yourself. You need somebody else to help you out. Right? You don't need somebody else. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow the days to pass, and then it stops. Right here, you need someone else, or you can do it yourself, by Arlis, possibly, to do it. But again, that is also a chumrah that you can't get out of it, if you would want to. You have to just wait until the time passes.
Why can't he just bury the face?
Say, why can't Biyad al-Sak? I'm saying, it doesn't happen memela. That's what it means here. And also, no, why can't you just bury the mace? But even afterwards, Aninus Yom Rishon might still be Daraisa. Right? Even after you... there's no real aninus, but the Gemara assumes that that's not called biyadol asakein atzma. Okay, so the Gemara answers two answers. Hanukkah nefishin, either do the math, right? Aninus loses, Arlus wins, right? It's just a question of quantity. Rava Omar below Hanukkah nefishin nami lo matzis amri. No, even without the quantity question, Omar kra ish ezel davar sheshno beishveinu beisha veomer ze Arlus. Okay, so it says ish, so that's how you would know it's something to do with a man versus a woman. Period. Rabbi Akiva haitosha v'sachar mayavilei. Now that Rabbi Akiva uses ish to exclude an RL, so what does he do with Tosha v'sachir, which was the other Shita's limud, to exclude? So Gemara says, Amar of Shmaya, la'asuye, aravi mahul, v'givoni mahul. It's to exclude also, not only is a Jew, RL, excluded, but also, even if you have a non-Jew who has bris milah, he's also called an RL, halachically, and he's excluded from eating truma. Says the Gemara, Vahani mulimnit aravi mahul givoni mahul. Right, Rashi explains who is givoni mahul. Rashi says givoni mahul shelo yochal pesach givoni shem uma shemohalin atzman. Right, there's an uma that they give themselves bris milah. Right, givonim, is this the givonim from Sefer Yehoshua? So not 100% clear, but it's a shem uma shemohalin atzman. But either way, they're included that they're not allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. So says the Gemara, Vahani mulimninu. Are these considered mulin that you would need a pasuk to exclude? But it's not. We know from the Mishnah, Maseches Nedarim. Konam sha'ani nehenela arelim. So he makes a neder. They're not allowed to get any benefit from an arel mutter ba'arle Yisrael. So a Jewish arel is not included in that. He does not have the status of arel. The aser b'muli of the gochavim. Even a circumcised non-Jew is called an arel. So you see, it's we know that halacha. Konem she'eni ne'anele mulin. And the other way, if I'm not allowed to get benefit from a mahul person, mutter b'mule ovdei gachavim. V'yasser ba'arle Yisrael. And Arle Yisrael even has the status of a mahul. Question mark. So what do you need a pasuk to exclude? We know that from elsewhere, that they are called arelim. Ask the Rishonim here. Ask Tosfos here. How could you ever ask? And this is always a monkey wrench thrown into a question from Nedarim. The rule is by Nedarim, Hochin Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. That's always the rule by Nedarim. First wide line in Tosfos. Ein Lahakshos. Heichi Parach Mi Nedarim. Lelishna Dekra. To Nedarim Ha'alach Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. You always have that rule by Nedarim, so it's always very difficult to ask from Nedarim to a different context in Halacha. So ask Tosfos, ask the Ritva, how could you ask from Nedarim? By Nedarim, okay. By what do people mean when they say Mahol or Arel? But how could you say maybe by Truma and Bekaran Pesach there's a different definition than what people mean? So Tosfos says you're right. It's not going on the first half of the Mishnah. It's going on the second half of the Mishnah where a Pasuk is quoted. Where's the Pasuk quoted? He says the Pasuk, second line of Tosfos, second wide line. Ki kol hagoyim arelim. The kol beis Yisrael arle lev. A Jew could be an arel lev. But in RL, that's kol hagoyim arelim. Right, that's the pasuk. So it is a status. It is status. Reb Chaim uses this pasuk to explain a Rambam. There's a Rambam. We know the Gemara. This is not in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, as we know, as we just had, Milas Zechara Va'avadav prevent a person from eating Karan Pesach. That's the Gemara, that if somebody's servants do not have Bris Milah, so that prevents them from partaking of the Karan Pesach. The Rambam adds in, what if somebody has not a male Eved who does not have Milah, but a female Eved, Shifcha, who did not go to the mikvah? Who didn't go to the mikvah? The Rambam says, that also prevents me from partaking. Rambam Hilchas Karan Pesach. Tfilas amhosav ma'akavaso milachol karban pesach vizu kabbalah. The Rambam says that's a misora that I have. Not only milas zacharav, but tfilas shivchosav. Ask the Velt, where did the Rambam get this one from? The pasuk only talks about mila. What about tevila? So the Reb Chaim says, no, you see, it's a status. It's not about a physical act of arlus. Arlus is a status. A non-Jew has the status of arlus. And even a female could have that status. And therefore, that's how the Rambam learns. Says Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas in Simen Pehei, Matzino de Arlus Ma'akeves Pesach, Aval Hechan Matzino de Gius, meaning non-Jewish status, Ma'akeves Ha'adom Milechel Pesach. So he says, Muchach, he quotes this Mishnah, and he quotes the Pasuk, Umuchach Mizeh, de Gius Hu Mitzius Arlus. It's a status and not a physical feature. The Aftahu Mahul, Mikomachem Aralu, Mishum Giuso, Va'arlus Ma'akeves Milechel Achilas Pesachim. And that's how the Rambam Paskins, even Tfilas Amhosav. Ma'keves milecho. Fascinating Rambam that Reb Chaim points out. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude? We know there are Aralim. You don't need a pasuk to exclude them from Karan Pesach. So Ella must be excluding something else. La suye, what's included in the Isser? La suye ger shemol velo taval. A ger that had mila but not tutfila, as we had back in Acholetz, all the dafim about Gerus, right? Mila v'lo tefila, right? Gershem v'lo taval, and the katan shenolad kishuhu mahul, or a child who was born with a bris mila, according to the shittas that says you have to do something. V'kasavar tzarek lahatim imenu dam bris, right? So there's machlokes, right? The Gemara says, and this is according to the one who says you have to be meitiv dam bris. So according to these two individuals, then are not fully Jews. So that's why they're excluded from eating Karan Pesach. The Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer, who brought the other limud, not like Rabbi Akiva. You know why he doesn't need to exclude these individuals? Because they're not excluded. For Rabbi Eliezer, l'taimei, he goes l'shita so, did Amar, gel shemovalo taval, germalyu, v'ksavar katan sheno kishalol and mol, ain't zorach latim menu dambris. Right, so that's why he argues on both of those shittos. That's why you don't need a pasuk to exclude them. Let's just finish and then we'll talk. For Rabbi Eliezer, hi ish ish my avilei. What does he use ish ish for? Rabbi Akiva's limud. Dibra Torah kolashim b'nei Adam. You don't always darshan every double lashon like that, as we have a machlokas tanam about that in Eilam Metzias and here as well. Okay, stop there. There is, first of all, a lumdish question, and that is, whenever we say that hatafas dam bris is needed, the shaila in Lambdas is, how much is that a bris mila or not? A ger that already a goyer, hey, already was circumcised, he becomes a Jew. So he has to have a tavas dam bris. Or according to the shita, mol, he has to do a tavas dam bris. So is that called a mila? What bracha do you say on that? Is that called a mila for other halachas of mila? So again, that's a crucial question in Lambdas that is asked. Is he an RL until he gets a tavas dam bris? What is he considered? He's nolan mahul. It's a fascinating another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumos and Hilchas Mila. The Rambam paskins that a Nolan Mol requires Atavas Dambris. That's what the Rambam paskins. Nolan Mol requires Atavas Dambris, but if you look in Hilchas Trumos, the Rambam holds that somebody with Nolan Mol is allowed to eat Truma. He's allowed to eat Truma even though he requires Atavas Dambris. Explain the Achronim. It must be that there's a Chi of Mila without a Shem Arel. Or there's a Chi of something. If you want to say Mila always goes by the Shem Arel, we discussed yesterday the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, right, argues on Rashi, that if there's no Chiv of Mila, Pi Alacha, then he's not an Arel. And the case must be talking about a case where he just is scared to do Bris Mila. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, those two go together. But the Rambam here paskins, maybe the Rambam says they don't go together. You could have a Chovas Mila without a Shem Arel. Right, and that's what you have here. The Rambam says in Uchlus Trumas that a Novad Mol is allowed to eat Truma, but he requires a Davas Dam Bris. If you say Atavas Dam Bris is a Chiv of Mila, you also might say it's not a Chiv of Mila. But there are different ways to explain that. To explain that Rambam. Also, I saw yesterday the Michtav Eliyahu. discusses what is the, if you look in the Chelek Beis, page 151. What does it mean, Dibra Tar Kalasher Menei Adam? Why does the Torah do that? So the Rebbe Dessler writes, because the Torah is dafka from the upper worlds, but the Torah wants to be related to our world. And that's why you have these types of Lashonos in the Gemara explaining the Torah, because the Torah is meant for Bnei Adam. Emphatically, right? Not like the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Malachim said, no way. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to my Kisi HaKavod and answer them. And Moshe goes through the litany of Isurim and Mitzvos in Aseret HaDibros, and, you know, the proofs of the Malachim that it's for us. So that's what's also emphasized beautifully by the Pasuk, by the Chazal. Dibra Torah Kalasha B'nei Adam. Shemedaberes b'fi havchana seinu b'geshem v'gidrei makom b'zman shalanu. V'zeo makom ha'shem v'super b'torah. Me'in yonim kodim gemar b'riya. Why do we have anything described about Maisa Bracious? We can't fathom Maisa Bracious, but it's still written in words that we could grasp onto, because Dibra Torah Kalasha B'nei Adam. The Torah puts metaphysical concepts into physical words. Dibra Torah, Kilashon B'nei Adam. And that's why, so we can have a little bit of understanding of certain concepts that are really beyond us. That he goes through there, that topic. Okay, let's continue. Boy Rav Chama Bar Okva. Here we go. Question. This is a topic that we've touched on many times, not recently, but one of the major sugyas we always quote is Yivam HaSayin Aleph. So here we are. Katan Arel, Ma'al Asucha B'Shemen Shal Shuma. A Katan Arel, a 5-day-old Kohen. Are you going to smear him with Truma oil? Ma'al Asucha B'Shemen Shal Truma. What's the lumdis question? Arel Shalo Bizmana, Ma'akva Olo Ma'akva. Arel Shalo Bizmana, meaning he can't do the mitzvah yet until day 8. We paskin, if you do a bris milah too early, it's no good. You have to be made to dam bris again. Too late, okay, so you're a day late. That's why whenever you have a suffix about when to do a bris, you always do it the later day. You're not sure, it was right after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia, which day? You always do it 8 days from the later day, not 8 days from the earlier, just in case. You do it a day late, fine. You do it a day early, no good. So here, you can't do bris milah yet. Arlus, shalo bizmana. Is that ma'akva lo ma'akva? Meaning, is he an Arel yet? Is he an Arel yet? Is there, and again, this is related to the sugya, of, is there statuses, could there be a status of anything related to a mitzvah before the chiyuv mitzvah? That's what we've talked about. For example, we quoted the Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, that when does the status of dalan minim start? When does it start in terms of, let's say, being mevatel it, if it's a, or a shofar shel avodah zarah, when do you have to be mevatel it? So, or before yantif? Or before the morning, because the mitzvah of shofar is only in the morning. Dalin minim. When does a berry have to grow on top of a hadas that was nektam rosho? Right? Or when do you say kiva de nitche nitche? Right? Rashi in Sukkalam Megimel. So when do you say that? So Rashi has a lasha there. It's gotta grow before Yantav starts. Before Mishakide Shayom. Once Yantav starts, it's too late. Ask the Bir Alacha, Mr. Brewer in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Achronim on Rashi. Why Yantav? You can't shake a lulav until the next morning. Why do you have to have the status of Dalan Minim determined when Yantav starts? The answer is because you could have a chefsa, shel mitzvah, even before the time that you could be mekayim, your mitzvah. The status of shofar, the status of Dalan Minim, let's say huksa l'mitzvaso. What if I take a bite out of my esrog, the first night of Sukkos? Did I violate the isra of huksa l'mitzvaso? Is it an esrog yet? Or it's only an esrog when I can start shaking it, that's tomorrow morning. I can shake it tonight, it's not a mitzvah, it's bracha l'vatala. So could you have the status of a mitzvah start before the time of Kiyama Mitzvah? Machlokas Tanam in the first parak in Zvachim. What if I shecht the Karban Pesach the morning of Karban Pesach? Does that have the status as if I'm shechting it the rest of the year? Or does it have the status as if I'm shechting it Bein Arbayim, which is the time for the Mitzvah? Machlokas Tanam in the first parak in Zvachim. It could be that the status of Karban Pesach starts the morning of Erev Pesach, even though the rest of the year is called a Shlamim. Erev Pesach might be called the Karban Pesach yet already, even though you can't do the mitzvah until Bein HaArbayim. But it comes up all the time. One more. Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. The Reb Soloveitchik pointed out. Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, we know there are two mitzvahs of Karban, Tamid, every day. Tamid Shoshachat, Tamid Shoshachat, Abayim. Two mitzvahs of Kriyashma. Kriyashma in the morning, Kriyashma in the afternoon. Two mitzvah of Ktores. Ktores is born in the morning and the afternoon. How many of the 613 is that counted as? The Rambam counts it as one. One mitzvah of Kriyashma, one mitzvah of karbanos tamid, one mitzvah of ketores, one mitzvah. And ask the Ramban, how could you do that? How could you count it as one mitzvah? It's two mitzvahs. Well, you can't do the morning kriya shema in the afternoon. You can't do the at night. You can't do the night kriya shema in the morning. It's two separate mitzvahs. Karban tamid, it's two separate times. How could you count that as one mitzvah? Said Rav Soloveitchik, I'll tell you how. Because it could be the machayiv of both of them start at the same time. Even though you can only fulfill them later. What's my raya, said Rav Soloveitchik? Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav. The Gemara there says that Be'ez Hashem, when we go into Eretz Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, there'll be three mitzvahs that we have to do. Three mitzvahs that we have to do, says the Gemara. We're going to have to appoint a king. We're going to have to defeat Amalek. And we're going to have to build a base of Mikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order. We're going to have to do those three mitzvahs. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it has to be in that order, so what do you mean there are going to be three mitzvahs that we have to do? There's only one mitzvah that we have to do. The other mitzvah we can't do until we do the first one. Right? If it has to be in that order, so the only mitzvah that we're going to have to do is appoint a king. And then, with the army, we're going to do the other two. Why does the Gemara say, Shlosha mitzvos? Because they both start at the same time. Even though Lamaisa, two of them are only fulfilled later. So the same thing the Rambam would say, both mitzvahs, the Machayev is the same at the start of the day. Both Kriyashmas, both Tamids, both Torahs. You're right, the actual time you do the mitzvah might be later. But they both could start at the same time. So, that's the Shaila here. When does Arlus, can you have the status of Arel before you get into the mitzvah, before you have the mitzvah of Mila? So that's the Shaila. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Tashmar, Rabbi Zeira tries to prove it. The Gemara says, Ein li ela mila zachara b'shas asiya v'avada b'shas achila. If you look in the Psukim, we know there are two crucial times for Karban Pesach. The time of Shechita and the time of Achila. Shechita is Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Achila is that night. So I only know what's a problem if my children, if my boys are not, don't have a Mila when I shecht it. And if my Avadim don't have a Mila when I eat it. Minayin litin es ha'amur shel zeh b'zeh v'es ha'amur shel zeh b'zeh. How do I know to put both of these halachas by the other time? Tamalomar az l'gzeir shava. So it's a gzeira shava. So my kids and my avadim have to have a bris mila, both by zman shchita and by zman achila. So says the Gemara. Bishlama avadav mishkachas lati isnu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiya. I understand how you can have an eved who does not have a bris mila by zman achila, even though he had one by shas asiya, if you buy it in the late afternoon. If you buy an eved in the late afternoon, you didn't have the eved earlier. So that night, you have an eved that does not have a bris mila b'shas achila. How would I ever have a child who isnu? He has a bris mila. I mean, there's no problem at the shas achila. Where he exists b'shas achila, but not earlier. How do you ever have that? So must it mean that my wife Baruch Hashem Maludav had a baby late afternoon on Erev Pesach? Lav de isyaled ben asiya l'achila. Doesn't it mean that I didn't have the son earlier? So it's only now. One minute, the son's only 3 hours old. Why should that prevent me? Vishvamina, Arlo, Shalobizmana, Havi Arlos. So doesn't that show that an Arel, even Shalobizmana, earlier, does prevent? So the Gemara says, no, I'll give you six other suggestions. Where else could you have a child at this point that will prevent you from, doing the Karban Pesach? Six other suggestions. First, we reject the first one. Amar Rava. V'tizbra? Is that really logical to say it's this guy's fault? He ma lo kol zachar am rachmana. The Torah says, give him a mila. V'i v'az yikrav la so-so. V'hai la bar mihalahu. That's not fair to him. The Torah says, give him a mila, then he can eat Karban Pesach. Here, he can't give him a mila yet, because he's only 4 hours old. So that can't be what the Torah is referring to. So, ela, hachamayaskina, what's the case here? Go and shechal tzachama. Ah, the child was sick. And now he got better. So earlier in the morning, he didn't have a chiv. He couldn't have had a bris mila because he was sick. And now, all of a sudden, he got better. Says the Gemara, 1 second, v'nesiv le'kol shiva. But we know the halachi is if a child is very sick, you have to wait 8 days from when he gets better. Yonko, all of a sudden, he's better. You got to wait 8 days. So what here, so again, he's not in the parish. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, diavina le'kol shiva. He got sick and got better a week ago. And the time that 8 days are up is Erev Pesach afternoon. That's the case being referred to in the Braisa. So, v'nimalei mitzafra. So, why didn't you do it in the morning? If today is day 8, why don't you do it in the morning? Answer, v'inan me'es la'es. We paskin that a baby who is sick, kol gufo, you have to wait a week. But you have to wait me'es la'es till day 8. It's not like Bris Mila, where no matter when during the day the baby is born, you just do it the eighth day in the morning. So Gemara says, as we're about to learn, Va'atani Luda'a, but didn't Luda teach me, Yom Havra'aso ki Yom Hivaldo? Don't you compare the day of his getting better to the day of his birth? And what does that mean? In what regard? My law, the Gemara says, doesn't that mean my Yom Hivaldo lo b'ina me'es la'es, af Yom Havra'aso lo b'ina me'es la'es? Question mark. Right, when a baby is born, you don't count 24-hour periods, right, to determine day 8. No, the baby can be born 2 minutes before sunset on Tuesday, so the following Tuesday morning is going to be his bris, right, even though it's less than 24-hour periods. That's so. So don't you say the same thing when he gets better? The answer is no. Lo, adif yom avraso miyom ivaldo. No, different. De'ilu yom ivaldo lo bina me'es la'es. V'ilu yom avraso bina me'es la'es. Right, that's what we pass in Allah Chalamaisa, right, by bris mila. You don't need a bris mila by day 8, but you do need a bris mila when a baby is sick. Major machlokas achronin, the Binyan Tzion. I don't have time to go through it right now. The Binyan Tzion and Simon Pei Zayin, the Aruch Laner, whose yard site is this week, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. So I think it's the first day of Hanukkah. Chafei Kislev. The Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger writes, he thinks this is a din d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa, they have to wait me'es la'es when a child gets better. And therefore, you have to be very extra machmir about it. And it's better if you do it betoch this week. It could be that it's not a good mila, and you have to do it again. So sveikus, you always have to push off. He writes this again a number of nafgaminas. And part of his issue is, what happens if a baby gets fully sick, right? Kol gufo, and he gets better all before day 8, since he's born. Do you still have that din of waiting a week or not? That's what he discussed in the Shuvah. And he's noted to say, he says, you gotta wait, even if it's within, because it's a din daraisa. Kivin to mi daraisa. Tzorak lahamtin zayin yom and mishashin esrape. Havilei. And then he says, you gotta wait. And if you don't wait and you do a mila on Shabbos, because Shabbos is day 8, it's chilul Shabbos. And he's very strong about this. That's the Binyan Tzion. If you look at others, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, that he's not so convinced that it is a din d'oraisa. The Nishmat Avram quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman here discussing various nafkaminas. But if somebody has a suffix, right, we know this halacha only applies. We'll get to it soon. Also, Hashem, if a child is the baby is considered cholak kol gufo, but if the baby's a little yellow, baby has a little bit of a sickness, so then it's not. He gets better. You do the mila right away. And you have to know which sicknesses are considered chola kol gufo, what temperature of fever is considered chola kol gufo, and which not. Very serious shilas, right? It's a nafkamina d'oraisa in terms of mila bismano. So again, these are very serious shilas that have to be asked, right? Ramosha has a tshuva many years ago. Any baby that goes into an incubator is considered chola kol gufo. And therefore, you got to wait a week from the time he gets out of the incubator. But what happens if you only put him in the incubator, you know, for precautionary reasons? Right, there's another, Ramosha might not have been talking about a case, which the poskim say, sometimes they put a child into an incubator just to get his color going. Just to remove some of his yellowness, and therefore to get the color. So there, Mr. Ramosha wouldn't say that. Because it's not Misadi he needs the incubator, it's just as, getting his color. Right, the Nishmat Avram, close to Neuwirth. Rav Neuwirth told me, that if an otherwise healthy baby was put into the incubator with blue light, because of physiologic jaundice, only in order to hasten the process of recovery from the jaundice, he may be circumcised on the eighth day if he is no longer jaundiced. He goes through a lot of the discussion here of sickness is considered called gufo and which not. Again, a very important discussion. Just one other Rambam. I don't think we've ever, shouldn't say ever, maybe we did, but very crucial lashon of the Rambam. When the Rambam discusses doing a bris mila on a baby who is sick, not sick, the Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mila, should be a much more famous Rambam. But the Rambam has a great line. The Rambam says, Sarech lihizar b'dvarim elu harbe. You have to be very careful about giving bris mila to a child. You got to know what you're talking about. That you have to, and there's no issue of being machmir in one way, because they're both chumras. You have to be machmir on pikuach nefesh. You have to be machmir on doing a bris mila on day 8, bismano. So you got to know both. We got to know all areas of halacha and medicine. V'tzarkli zarbet v'ramelu harbe. V'ein molin ela yeled she'ein bo sham choli. She'sakanes nefashes doche sakol. Because sakanes nefashes doche everything. And the Rambam says, you could always do a bris mila again, but you can't bring the baby back again. V'yefsha lamo la'achar zman. V'yefsha la'achzir nefesh echad mi Yisrael la'olam. That's a spooky line. That's the Rambam says. You can do a bris mila tomorrow, but if the baby dies, you're not bringing him back tomorrow. That's got to wait for tchias ameisim. That's why the Rambam says you got to be very careful. The Yerushalmi here has a fascinating suffix relating to our issue that we mentioned earlier. The Gemara here says, RL Shlobis Mana, right, too early, is it RL or not? So the Yerushalmi answers the question. The Yerushalmi says, it's not a problem. Arlo Shlobis Mana is not a problem. Then the Yerushalmi leaves as a question, what about Leil Ches? What about the night of the eighth? So is that RL? Even if you want to say you could smear the baby on day 6 and 7 and 5, what about the night of the eighth? So that question is also amazing. Maybe the Shem RL starts the night before, even though it didn't start the week of. And I've mentioned in the past, I thought maybe that's where the concept of a Vachnach comes in, about requiring extra Shmira the night before, because maybe now he has a Shem RL. So now you need the protection of, because he can't do the Bris Milah yet. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara has other options. What else is the Brisa talking about? Well, you could have a boy in the late afternoon that you cannot have a Bris Milah on. Rapapa Amar could go into Kaivle Eini, Lianuka, Vispach Veini Beine. You have a child whose eyes hurt, and he got better. And now the Bris Milah is now. Meaning earlier, we spoke about the case where he was sick, Kol Gufo, and he got better a week ago. But he has a case where he couldn't get the Bris Milah in the morning. He was sick. Now he's better. Rabba Amar, his parents were in jail, and they got out in the afternoon. They got out now, so now is the only time. Rav Kahana, brother of Nechemya, Amar, Kagon Tumtum, Shenikra v'Nimsa Zachar Bene Bene, a Tumtum, someone who you're not sure if they're a male or a female. And finally, in the afternoon, Shenikra, maybe right through an operation or some other way. Now you realize he's a Zachar and he needs Bris Milah. Last one, Rav Sharavya, Amar, Kagon Shahotzi Rosho Chutz LePruzdar, maybe earlier. Earlier, a week ago, he started coming out, and he already had the status of a nolad a week ago. But then he went back in, as the Gemara describes in cases in Chulin and elsewhere, in Bechoros, and he went back in, and every only came out a week later, so he couldn't do the Bris Milah for a week because he was still inside his mother's uterus, and now he came out. Says the Gemara, come on, Umichaye, does a child live, could a child live like that if he started coming out? Vatanya, Kivin Shiatza Lavir Olam, didn't we learn in Nida, remember the story about the Malach teaching Torah? And then the Gemara says, as he starts to come out, everything flips. Kivin Shiatza Lavir Olam, Niftach Asasa, Menistam Apasuach, right, what was closed is open, what is open is closed. Shilmale Kanan, if this would not happen, Ein Yochel Lichyot Afilu Shoachas. So could a child really start coming out and only come out a week later? Hachamayaskinan could go into Zantse Ishta. No, he had a fever. So that kept him, like, his body temperature higher, and therefore he was able to live because of the fever. After all, we know, it's unbelievable that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. A fever is really our body fighting an infection. So it's unbelievable. We think a fever is making us sick. A fever is a reflection of sickness. So the fever is helping. So Gemara says, Ishta Daman, what do you mean, who's sick? Ilema Ishta Dide, if it's that he's sick, and then he just got better, Ihachi Kol Shiva Boy, then he's Kola Kol Gufo. Then when he comes out, he's got to wait a week anyway. So Ela Dezante Ishta Deime, no, his mother's fever kept him warm. Vibayisema, or Hani Milehecha Delomave, what we learned before that is dangerous is only if he's not screaming and crying out and keeping his body temperature up. Aval Hecha Delomave, Machiachaye. Okay, medical issue, whether this is possible to be able to last that long. Period. Adkan, the sugya of Arel and Achilas Truma. Now we move on. Let's start this next Gemara and talk about it more tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Bana'a. Arel Mikabel Hazaa. Hazah means if somebody's tummy mace, they have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Karan Pesach in water on day 3 and 7. So Rabbi Bana says an Arel can have Hazah work. You don't say, oh, he's an Arel, so the Hazah of the Paraduma won't work. No, an Arel can work. Why? Shekei Matzinu Bavoseinu. We know it worked for our forefathers. Shekiblu Hazah Kshein Arelim. We know they were Kabbal Hazah when they were Arelim. Shene Amar says in the beginning of Yoshua, the Amalumina Yardin Basa Lachodesh Arishon Basara. So we know, Arishon. So we know they all crossed when the Bnei Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael, the 10th of Nisan. And they all got Bris Milah. But they were all Tamei Meis. So they only got Bris Milah after they went in, the Pasuk describes. But if you're telling me that they all did Karan Pesach, you must have started already with the Hazahs earlier, when they were still Arelim, before they crossed the Yarden. So it shows they must have gotten Hazah while they were Arelim. But Asar lo mihili, they didn't get the Bris Milah on the day they went in on the 10th Mishim Chosha D'Urcha, because they were just traveling, so you sure didn't do it that day. So Hazah, Emas Avil, so the Bris Milah was the earliest on the 11th day. Hazah, Emas Avil, so when was Hazah done? Lav Kshein Arelim. Isn't it when they were Arelim earlier? Lefachot, at least, let's say, the first Hazah. The second one of these 7-5, but the earlier Azah must have been done before. So Gemara says, V'dom alo avid Pesach klal. Maybe they didn't do Karban Pesach. Gemara says, what? Lo saka taitach, the tekset dechsev, ayazot the Pesach. The Ritva discussed, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? Oh, maybe only certain people did Karban Pesach. Okay, either of Yazot the Pesach. So Gemara says, Maskiv lo amayzucha, V'dom a Pesach haba betumah haya. Maybe they didn't become tar that year. Maybe they were all Tamei Mace and they did it betumah. Amalei Ravashi, no, Tanya behedya, malu, vitavlu, fa'asu pischein, bitara. No, we have a Misorah, they were a mal, and tovel, and they did it, bitahara. Period. Why were they tamei mace? What were they tamei mace from? So Rashi says, with all their relatives, all died for the past 40 years, and they haven't used the ashes of the paraduma. Right, Rashi says, they're sharov tzibra tamei mace, are you, shenitzmu ba'avo seyen, shekol yoti mitzrayim, mesu ba'midbar. That's Rashi. If you look in the Ritva, if you look in the Ramban, but 1 minute, don't we have a chazal that say that everybody used to bury themselves? They used to dig their own graves on Tisha B'Av night and go in there, so nobody ever touched anybody else. So why were they telling me mace? So the Ritva quotes, the Ramban quotes, no. Mistama, when they were maspid, they looked over and they were ma'ahil on those who were the niftarim. And that's why they were Tomas Ohel. Unbelievable. So they were maspid. They were maspid all their relatives, so they must have become tamei mace through ohel, even if they weren't kover themselves. Or the other day is that maybe they became tamei through Midian, through the other people that they fought. Remember we had the Gemara earlier, Samach Aleph, when it comes to non-Jews, right, even if you touch them, at least Magen Masa, according to what we paskin. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. The next line is crucial. Again, there's so much here. Perek Arel is jam-packed with important Shas topics. Tomorrow we talk about Mila and Priya and other related issues. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shir and the Kubietsky family for sponsoring in commemoration of Jonah Kubietsky reaching Shasak Vura.